Now, a new pilot program on the outskirts of Sydney is giving students the opportunity to help prepare some very, very cute puppies for a very important role in our community. Based on overseas research, the Positive Paws Project is an initiative of Guide Dogs New South Wales /ACT. Now, to learn a little bit more about the program, we're joined by Puppy Development Advisor for Guide Dogs New South Wales and ACT, Brenda Culkin. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us on The Daily. Now, is your job title really Puppy Development Advisor for Guide Dogs New South Wales? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
That is incredible.
Correct.
People must absolutely love that when you meet them. Now, how does this program work?
Okay, so it's an eight-week program, and students at the moment from Hawkesbury High School come around once a week and interact with our puppies from 5 to 7 weeks old for 2 hours each week. And each week we focus on something different with the puppies. So it's confidence-building exercises so we can help build a sound temperament for their future role as a guide dog.
Right. Now, how old are the puppies themselves that are involved in the project?
Between 5 to 7 weeks. So between 7 and 8 weeks, they normally go out to their puppy-raising homes, their volunteer puppy-raising homes. So it's working with them just before they go out to their homes.
Right. And so the aim, you mentioned there, to sort of develop a temperament for the dogs. Are you sort of encouraging the kids to really sort of play with the kids and play with the puppies, sorry, and get involved with them?
So each week, so 1 week we might work on working with different types of surfaces, encouraging with a little tiny set of stairs. The students help them get up onto the stairs. Another week we do low-stress handling because obviously they're going to be handled quite a lot throughout their life and visiting vets and things like that. So everything that we do is in a positive, the puppies have a positive experience with the students, and they're more likely to be accepting and more adaptable puppies as they get older.
Right. What breed of puppies? Is it Labradors that are being used?
Labradors, yeah.
Labradors. Right. Now, have they been trained at any stage sort of before the kids come along?
Not really, no. Well, they're handled, obviously, mm-hmm. but it's more about exposing them to positive experiences. So the students also take them for little walks on lead around the enclosures and things like that, so they're getting some experience on lead and having collars on and things like that. So, and as far as the students are concerned, they're absolutely fantastic. We've got two from each year up to year 10, so two from year 7, two from year 8, up until year 10. So there's a wide range of ages, and they've got to follow a strict hygiene procedure each week because sometimes the puppies that they're dealing with are not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're learning to follow procedure. They've got to take initiative and actually get involved with the puppies because we collect and process data on each week on what student interacts with what puppy and what exercise they did.
Oh.
So they take a role in that. They record all that information for me, which is great. And we also have a leadership mentor program. So from the previous pilot program, because we're in round two now, so there's two students from the previous program that have stayed on, and they're mentoring the current students.
Right. Okay. This is based on an overseas project originally. Is that right?
No. It's just research has said, overseas research has said that interacting with puppies at that particular within that age group, 5 to 7 weeks, has very positive effects on their temperament later on in life.
There must be some benefits for the students in it as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're all very relaxed by the time they go back to school.
I think worn out's the word you're looking for.
Yes, they are.
What's the feedback been like from the school? And, have you heard from parents of the kids and things like that are involved?
The students and the school, they love it. The students are lining up to participate in the program, so as you would, it's great.
Absolutely. Now, the last question, and this must be the toughest bit, how many of the kids actually ask if they can keep the puppies?
Oh, they all want to come back and see the puppies, but they do get to, hopefully along the line, they'll get to maybe come to a graduation or something of one of the puppies that they've been involved with.
Oh, fantastic, so, fantastic.
And
how long does the whole training sort of take for a puppy to become what we see helping people in the street? Is it a couple of years or...?
So So they go out to their puppy raising volunteer families when they're about 8 weeks, and then they come back in for training just between 12 and 14 months.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, and then they're in training for 20 weeks.
Wow, it's pretty full on. Well, Brenda, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for joining us on The Daily.
No worries, thank you.
There we are. That's Brenda Culkin there. She's the Puppy Development Advisor. What an incredible job title at Guide Dogs New South Wales and ACT. Speaking about a very worthwhile project that's helping the development of young guide dog puppies. Sounds like an absolute terrible time. I would hate it. I am joking, of course.